Dinah, 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 my Daisy here, listening to my boy, Cash and Jamal, a.k.a. Cashmere the Sweater. You heard me, Cashmere the Sweater, on 101.9 FM. Keep it locked right where you got it. Yeah, Cashy, yeah, Cashy, yeah, Cashy.
So yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. Say, yes, I have a dream, and my dreams will come true. Only if I put my trust and my focus is on you. Yeah, this is your man, this is your boy, Big Bro. And keep it locked in with Cashagin Jamal on 107.9, you know, Inspiration Station. You heard? Let's keep it locked.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's all about inspiration. What is 7.9 FM, your station for the nation? That's right. It's all about inspired evenings, inspiring you in the evenings with yours truly, Cashagin Jamal. And it's about that time for our artist of the week. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the Inspiration Station for the first time on Inspired Evenings. But listen, it ain't going to be a last time because we can make sure bring her back. All right, we have the one, the only, Shanette Hepburn. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening. How are everybody's doing?
Yeah, you know what I did? I brought my studio audience for you. Studio audience! Yeah! Woo! Shanette Hepburn is in the building! It's so great to have you here joining us this evening. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm doing good.
Yes, ma'am. It's so great to have you here. And, you know, the last time I saw you minister, it was Jesus in the Park.
Yes.
The Inspiration Station. We connected. We collaborated with DJ Godson in front of BFM right there in the park, which is an amazing place to have a concert. I mean, I didn't really know until they did it.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, this is amazing.
Yeah.
And but I knew you. I knew of the music before that.
Yes.
You know, we heard the Holy Ghost and Fire. Yes. And I was like, who is this singing this song? Oh, my goodness. I love this song. But before we get into the music, let's talk about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and what makes Shanette Hepburn you? What makes you you? Tell us about it.
Well, I am a firm believer of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm,
I am a worship leader, or I should say a psalmist. I am a mother.
Okay.
I'm a wife.
Uh-huh.
Shanette is a loving, bubbly, caring individual.
Okay.
I consider myself down to earth, even though people say I'm not really down to earth, but I consider myself down to earth.
You look down to earth to me.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? So that's Shanette.
And where do you worship lead?
I worship at Glory Tabernacle Ministries.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Now tell me, were you always interested in music? Did you always want to be a worship leader out here putting on music? Was that always in the cards for you?
Well, I've been singing from I was a little girl,
actually.
And it just, you know, blossomed from being a little girl singing to now singing in the choir, church choir, being on the praise team and you know, venturing out after that, now being a solo artist.
Mm-hmm.
It was something I was running from, is being told that I would have been, but, you know, basically, you know, when you don't see that for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was basically running.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, someone said when you run from the very thing you run right into it. So, yeah, I ran right into it.
Wow. And how have you been embracing the season?
Well, I've been embracing it. There's some things, some goals and things you want to meet as an artist. And just trying to figure ways to get it. But I feel like it's going good.
Yeah.
It's going good. You just need to, you know,
rub
the right shoulders of the right persons, whatever the case may be, and also allow God to take the wheel and push you as you put faith forward and make things move, that, you know, he'll help guide you.
Yeah. And so tell me, as we look at the music that you've been putting out, and I'm going to come back a little bit later. I'm going to come back a little bit later and ask you what you got cooking up, all right? That you can give me whatever you want to give me, including the top secret things. But tell me, when we go back to your first song, the first song that you released, tell me about it.
Holy Ghost and Fire was a song that was released during a church service.
Okay.
I mean, not sorry, but it was birthed, sorry, but okay. During a church service.
Uh-huh.
I was in a church service with my pastor at that time, mm-hmm. and the Spirit of the Lord began to move in the place heavily.
Mm.
And as the Spirit of the Lord began to move, I literally saw the people being delivered.
Wow.
And being set free,
mm-hmm.
from whatever it was that they were carrying. They're being set free that very moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I begin to hear the song playing in my spirit.
Wow.
And I just grabbed my phone. I began to sing it in the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, that was that. It's been sitting down in my book before I even birthed it, like for like 5-6 years. That was sitting in the book,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
on the phone.
Yeah.
Never thought to bring it out.
Right.
You know?
So you had the actual written words of Holy Ghost and fire.
Fire.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But never thought to go in. I don't see myself, you know, think of yourself insignificant.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't think, you know. So mm-hmm. the driving force behind it was my mm-hmm. husband saying, honey, I think it's time for you to birth that song.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you really think so? And he's like, yes, I think it's time for you to birth that song.
Mm-hmm.
Someone needs to hear that song.
Definitely.
Someone needs to be delivered through
mm-hmm.
that song.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, therefore I went ahead and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did it. You know, I met God's son at a function and, you know, it was, you know, cooking from then.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we're getting ready to hear Holy Ghost and Fire. Is there any plans for music video? You have a music video for this or
for this? Yes, I do want to do one. Yes,
okay.
I want to do one.
All right.
Yes, that's something that's in the plan.
Now, it's important that I ask you this. I ask all artists this. When you have your next music video,
yes,
and one will just walk through. All right.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be in the video somewhere.
I'm going to hit you up.
Now, I didn't do this to 20 artists now.
Yes,
I mean,
yes.
I ain't got no calls yet. I ain't got no calls yet. But just keep
I'm a person of my word.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
going to call you. But I do Holy Ghost and Fire, I'm going to bring you in.
Yeah. All right. Awesome. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to sit back, relax, call everybody you know, and let them know Shanette Hepburn is here on the Inspiration Station 107.9 FM. It's Inspired Evenings with yours truly, Cashin and Jamal. Let's let it roll. Holy Ghost and Fire. We're coming back with much more. Stay close.
Fight the enemy. Holy Ghost and fire.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Holy Ghost and Fire. Loving that one. Coming in from Shanette Hepburn. Ladies and gentlemen, she's in the studio. And we're having our Artist of the Week. And she is our Artist of the Week this week. And so what I want to ask you next. Now, when we spoke about Holy Ghost and Fire, you said that, listen, this was written 5 years or so. Any encouragement that you can give to young artists out there who are just like you? Maybe they got their songs, maybe on top of the fridge, you know, maybe in the closet somewhere.
Wait, trust me, they's being played.
Yeah, they're being crazy. They got all kind of voice recordings in their phone.
Yes.
Any encouragement for them to encourage them to put their music out?
Well, if you feel like God is pushing you in that area, mm-hmm. and those lyrics are to bring life to someone, mm-hmm. and to change someone's life, I would say go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
Getting connection with the right set of persons, mm-hmm. And get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let it sit on the fridge too long.
Mm-hmm.
Don't leave it in the bag too long. Right. Fold up and mash up. Because someone needs to hear those words that God has blessed you to put on that paper to now minister to someone's spirit.
Yeah.
So someone's salvation, someone's healing is wrapped up in your song that you have sitting down in your bag or in the fridge or wherever you say you know. So I would say get it birthed.
And I think the powerful thing about now making music now is that you have some amazing Bahamian producers.
Yes.
You have some amazing persons who are putting out some amazing stuff, all right?
Yes.
And so I didn't ask you, who did you work with Holy Ghost and Fire?
Holy Ghost and Fire, hey, Kamal Roberts.
Yes. This is Molly Roberts.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard about him a lot.
Picking
That's why
you
I
you up, my boy. Kamal actually produced all of my music for all of the songs that I've done.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, okay. Kamal.
Yeah. See? And so you have these amazing producers. That's why I asked them who they work with. And so you could get familiar with the names of persons who are making amazing. And so you listen to a song, you say, you know what? I want something to sound like that.
Yes.
And you know who to go to.
Yes.
But obviously, he's going to put his own touch on it. You know, he ain't going to sound exactly like hers.
Yes.
But, you know, he gave you something.
Something different.
Now, it's about that time now. I said I want to find out about the top secret stuff.
Oh, my God.
But let me know, what is next for Shanette Hepburn? What's coming up for you? I know we talked about maybe a music video. Is there an EP in the works? Like, what is coming up for you next?
Yes, there is a music video I'm trying to, you know, work out for Holy Ghost and Fire.
Okay.
Because I can see it visually.
Yeah.
So, yes. And, I want to bring out another single this year.
Okay.
Working on it, trying to get some things done first. So there's another single, that I want to bring out this year.
Is what's going to be the genre? What's going to be the are you going to stay praise, worship, or will you venture into...
This one is probably, I would say, maybe in that same praise, worship. But there is something else I want to work on later on that is not in the praise and worship genre.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just trying to feel it out.
Yeah.
You know, kind of way.
We got Johnny Reagan's great.
I wouldn't mind doing a Rican scrape something. Yes.
Some soca?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind doing that too.
Okay, some Afrobeat?
There you go, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to venture off.
Want to. Do a little something.
Touch a little something. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, all right.
That's in there too.
That's in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You sound good on my jungle beat though.
Trust me, I know, right?
Yeah. You need them. So when they call you for a regatta, you'll be good to go. You have someone to say.
That's the truth.
Yes. See, I give it to you. I'd be dropping gems. You see, you gotta be able to pick them up.
Grab them.
So if persons want to be able to get your music, how can they purchase music?
Okay, you can hit me up on Spotify.
Uh-huh.
You can check also on Apple Music, mm-hmm. all those digital platforms, because I can't remember all of them.
Yes, just all
but
of them.
But AutoMax, I think it is. Or AutoMax.
I think AutoMax.
I can't remember.
AutoMax.
It's also on that all of those digital platforms. You can get it from there as well as it's on YouTube as well.
Okay.
Yeah, you can type up on YouTube and Shanette Hepburn and the name of the song and it pops up.
Right.
Or even my name and it pop up. Hey, subscribe too and like and leave a comment.
I just was going to ask you, how can we find you on social media? Just Shanette Hepburn?
Shanette Hepburn.
Okay, spell it for us.
SHANNETTE.
See, now, good thing I asked you to spell it, because I thought it would have been one N.
No, everybody thinks it's one A.
Okay,
it's two N's.
Yeah,
and then subscribe, like, and leave a comment, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And so we're getting ready to play our second song, we're approaching Holy Week, and so interesting time in the calendar. For some persons, it's very somber. For some persons, yes. it's time of celebration where they, you know, they kind of do some introspection. Yes. They're very emotional during this time. And you have a wonderful song that we're going to play during this time.
Yes.
It's called The Blood.
Yes.
The Blood, yeah.
The Blood. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That one was basically birth. Through God, you know, hearing, you know, everybody needs to know that, like I said, God is still in the healing business. Mm-hmm. And his blood was shed just for us to be able to be healed again as well.
Wow.
Yes, it was shed also for us to be able to have life eternally. But also it was shed for us to know that, guess what, he's still in that healing business. He's still there doing it. The problem is, like I said, we said before, we have to have faith to believe. Mm-hmm. And The Blood.
Yeah. And you worked with Molly as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Kamal.
Mr. Kamal. All right. Awesome. And so before we let you go, any closing comments you want to leave with the listening audience? Anything you want to let them know? Any shout outs as well you want to leave?
Oh, definitely. I want to shout out to my husband mm-hmm. and my son, Mr. Kamal. His name is also Kamal.
Wow.
No.
This is astounding.
Yes, my son's name is also Kamal. So hi, Kamal.
Uh-huh.
And to my husband and to my family, who is my greatest supporters.
Nice.
Yes. And to DJ Godson, my manager.
Yeah.
Yes, I appreciate you. And Mr. Cash, I appreciate you too.
Appreciate that.
Yes,
appreciate you.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
For having me on your show.
Looking forward to doing more. And appreciate then you. Before we let you go, any closing comments you want to leave?
Continue to keep God first.
Yeah.
And always remember to look up to the hills from whence come your help. Your help coming from the Lord. He created this heaven and this earth.
Mm-hmm.
So man, listen, continue to hold on God's unchanging hands.
Amen. And make sure to go buy your music too.
Yes.
Go buy your music too. And stream it. Stream music, you know. Yeah. Yes, put it in your playlist.
Support.
Yes. And so we thank you so much for joining us on this edition of Artists of the Week.
Yes.
It has certainly been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together. Let's do it one more time for the wonderful studio audience. Yeah. Put your hands together, ladies and gentlemen, as we bring you this new song coming in from Jeanette Hepburn. It's called The Blood. We thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll see you again, Artists of the Week. Yours truly, Cashin Jamal, right here on Inspired Evenings on Inspiration 107.9 FM.
I plead the blood over us, the blood that washes white as snow. All doubt, all fear, all stains erased. We call on you, we need your grace. We need your love, your warm embrace. There's freedom in the blood.